With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New development in the showdown between the Trump team and Washington police. The Justice Department has opened a probe into whether the police may have falsified crime data. Not immediately clear what federal laws could have been violated. U.S. Senator casting doubt on the reliability of security guarantees as part of a negotiated peace between Russia and Ukraine.
Senator Tom Cotton says Ukraine had security guarantees from President Bill Clinton, but when war later broke out during the Obama administration,
he was nowhere to be found, sending nothing but meals ready to eat and blankets.
Underscoring the fact that guarantees made today may not be much reassurance to leaders in Kiev.
Probably think that the main guarantees that you care about are tanks and artillery cannons and drones and men under arms.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Relief for Air Canada travelers.
The airline and the union representing 10,000 flight attendants have reached an agreement, ending the workers' strike that began over the weekend. Canada's largest airline says it will resume flights this evening. The union says the agreement will guarantee members pay for work performed while planes are on the ground, resolving one of the major issues that triggered the strike. Air Canada says returning to full service may require 7 to 10 days, and some flights will be canceled until the schedule is stabilized. The strike has affected about 130,000 travelers a day at the peak of the summer travel season. I'm Mike Hempen.
New officials are investigating the cause of an explosion on a cargo ship that was leaving the port of Baltimore just as it issued a May Day call. Authorities do say that no injuries have been reported. This is SRN News. United States takes the UK to task.
A new report from the State Department indicates that civil liberties are in decline in England and pro-life advocates are suffering most. The report focuses on extensive buffer zones around abortion clinics that forbid any kind of activism, including silent prayer. A growing number of arrests have been made across the UK since the buffer zones went into effect, and some in the British government have even suggested that prayer inside the home would be prosecuted if it was too close to a clinic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Good news from Pakistan. The courts there ruling that a Muslim man cannot have custody of a Christian girl that he kidnapped and forced to marry him. International Christian Concern says in Pakistan, many underage girls are coerced into converting to Islam and are quite often subjected to sexual assault under the guise of Islamic marriage. This is SRN News. A golf course owned by President Trump returning to the PGA Tour rotation after a decade-long hiatus.
Trump Doral in Florida is back on the PGA Tour schedule for the first time in 10 years. The Miami Championship in early May will be a $20 million signature event. Players will have a six-week stretch that starts with the Masters and ends with the PGA Championship, with three $20 million events in between. Players who aren't eligible for the biggest events might have only two tournaments for which they are eligible. The PGA Tour lost the Barracuda Championship in Lake Tahoe opposite the British Open.
Nebraska announcing plans for an immigration detention center at the state's southwest corner as the Trump team races to expand the infrastructure necessary. Florida has the alligator Alcatraz. Nebraska has dubbed theirs the Cornhusker Clink. More details at srnnews.com.